Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Folks, we got some good open houses for you today. 3023 Champion Circle. And this is a beautiful home. I mean, this floor plan, I've lived in this floor plan before. It's an awesome, awesome floor plan. Mitchell tweaked it, made it even better. And the seller's willing to owner finance. So if you've got a few credit issues, you got something, you say, hey, you know, we want to owner finance, we put some money down, you can have a beautiful home over 2,200 square feet, high efficiency. And y'all heard me talk about the foam, the blow-in foam in the walls and the ceiling, which is like a cooler. This house has it. So I can tell you right now, you're talking, instead of a $5,000 installation job, you're talking about a $12,000 installation job. If you want hardwood floors, we can put them in. He did not. He lifted it up where you can see how good the slab is and all that stuff. So if you want hardwood floors, you want carpet, whatever you want, we can have in. Of course, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, the crown all over it. Just a cool house. And Brad Hogue. Brad's going to be there. And, you know, he's a rookie of the year last year. And then Warwick. This house is lowered down to $284,900. Nice house, four bedroom. I ought to sell this one alone. 3.5 bath, 2 dining areas, 2-car garage. Gretchen Stahl again. Gretchen had an awesome year last year. Super, super lady. Been with me over 20 years. She does it, so she does what she's doing, folks. 1212 Posada Vodka, $289,000. This house, somebody took this house and had the ability, which I certainly don't, but had the ability to redo it, fix it up, and make it this stuff. You could have a pristine home in Santa Rita. Right there on probably the most pristine street, Posada Vodka. And Tommy Weatherby, and she could sure help you. Tommy, again, has been with me 25 years, so she knows what she's doing. Debbie Wilson, 207 Iris, $119,000. That will sell it all by itself because it's $119,000. That price range is just bam, bam, bam. It's by Goodfellow Air Force Base. You know, I'm looking here. Rookie of the Year, Gretchen Stahl, awesome year. Tommy Weatherby, awesome agent. Awesome year last year. Debbie's number one producer. Maybe there's a reason that they're so doing so good that, you know, they're the ones that are doing open houses right off the bat in our new year. Kind of funny how that works, isn't it? Or if you want to, Kelly Cave will be at the office. You can call the office 949-5575. Ask him any of your questions and he'll help you and tell you what's going on, how to get to the houses, about any more information we're doing.
You know, and I was thinking, Scott, it's been a year since I closed my house with you guys. And I've bought 2 houses in San Angelo since I've lived here. And both have been in January. Because I always felt like it just turned out the way, but it felt like I had the best offer for me, usually January and February.
Jeremy, you know, I think you have a good point there. For a buyer, it's probably a better time. Mm-hmm. Especially if we've had a house on the market since, let's say, September of the year before. And people have gone through the holidays and are saying, you know what, man, I'm ready to get rid of my house.
Yeah.
Whereas in the spring, when it's fresh and fresh and a lot of buyers are coming through, the sellers are thinking, you know, so you know what, that Jeremy, that's from a total outside perspective, but Jeremy, that's a great perspective because it probably is true.
I think for your lender as well, they're a little bit slower this month as well, typically. They're trying to catch up, get the start of the year, but it seemed like that was a quicker process too.
Yeah, the only thing we're going to have to do with all our lenders, though, I don't know if you
I guess there's nothing quick about that anymore, though.
Yeah, and folks, just get prepared. I'm just telling you, if you know something's going to happen and you're prepared for it, it's okay. Even a year ago when Jeremy bought his house, it wasn't an issue. But coming right around the corners, the title companies are going to have the HUD statements out 3 to 4 days before closing, which you think, well, that's no big deal. It is a big deal. That means the loan papers have to be there. This has to happen. Things don't happen that way because just the way it's set up. So it'll be some adjustments going on, and you'll see closings instead of taking 3 or 4 weeks, taking 5 and 6 weeks. So just be prepared for it. Be aware of what's going on, and you'll be right. And you got a free tip there from Jeremy Bryant, our favorite sports guy. One new listing.
Only sports guy you know.
You're my favorite. Hey, and I did remember the invitation if the Cowboys and the Broncos go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah.
We're going to have the Scott Allison radio show actually live from Glendale, Arizona that day.
I'm totally good with that.
Okay. We're going to talk to Fred.
He may not be totally good with that. Hey, here's one. It's 616-814 Koontz Lane. You know where Koontz Lane is, Jeremy?
No, sure. No, actually. No, I don't know.
See, this side of Cristoval. It's in River Ranch Estates.
Okay.
And the cool thing about this, Koontz Lane is the only street that's in River Ranch Estates, which is actually on the river. That was originally about a 1,000-acre ranch. And a long time ago, we bought it, cut it up, and put in River Ranch Estates because it was called the River Ranch Ranch. But this house was built about 12 years ago. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2 living area, 1 dining, 2-car garage, has a little barn, and it is on the river. It has the big old pecan trees down there, the deer running down, up and down your backyard, all end up down the river, the birds, the turkey, the stuff. This is one deal. And the cool thing is, it's paved to your house. You get on 20, it's right off 2288. So you go out, like you're going to Cristobal, you make a right on 2288, about 2 or 3 miles this side of Cristobal, on pavement. But you pop right back on that road and you're back at San Angelo in 17 to 20 minutes. So you get the benefit of living out in the country, all the fun stuff, living on the river, fishing, doing all the stuff, and still being within 20 minutes of San Angelo.
Yeah, I've had a few friends this last couple of years that have made the move from San Angelo to Cristobal for a number of reasons, but a lot of just because of the real estate out there.
And it's beautiful. In fact, if you've driven from here to Cristobal or Sonora or Eldred, any of that way, you know, it's kind of flat. And all of a sudden, right before Cristobal, the topography totally changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of have the little hills and the oak trees, and it's beautiful. But this one, it's priced at $429,900. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, a lot of loan goals would go for $150,000. Scott Russell built this house and did a great job. Neat, neat, neat. We've got this one right here. On Iris, it's going to be open. So, folks, y'all just go on Sunday and go look at this one for $119,900, which is a nice one. And kind of see what we have and get some stuff and talk to the agents. If you'll do this, even at open house, if you go in an open house and you go, well, this is too expensive or this isn't what we want or it didn't have enough bedrooms or whatever, the agent there, especially the agents that I have up on duty this Sunday that are awesome, say, hey, this is what we're looking for. Tell me what else you have. Tell me what we can get. Give me some advice because I ain't going to promise you one thing. And this came from National. More and more people, and I'm glad, obviously, this, are using a realtor. You know why? Because you need one. It's harder. Yeah. It's getting harder and harder and harder because of the government-type regulations that have been imposed to make sure you know what hurdles to jump over and what holes to step over and what to avoid and what to do in preparation. And it's going to stay that way. So I guess I'm kind of glad in one way and upset because it makes it a lot harder, but I said, wasn't hard, they wouldn't need me.
True.
So I'm kind of glad they do. That worked out good. Let me talk about rentals. We only have one. So rentals have changed, but we've got it. We have the one on Green Meadow, 3807. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, and that's lowered to $1,100 a month. But folks, I'm going to tell you, get something under $1,000.
It's impossible.
It's almost impossible. In fact, I tell you right now, we'd love for you to use Scott Austin Real Estate. But if you find something that's clean and neat under it and you need it, you need to just take it. You know, tell whoever it is, yes, you want it because they're that hard to find. But my prediction, though. Here's my prediction. I've had so many people come up to me and say, Scott, the oil field, what about the oil prices? You know, they're down to $47 a barrel. Mm-hmm. First off, we were doing just fine before any oil business came. You know, I love our oil field friends. It's been awesome. I don't see everybody just disappearing. You hear the national predictions and all that. They say it's going to come back up. I talked to an attorney friend of mine yesterday who's an oil and gas attorney. He said Exxon bases theirs on $15 a barrel. That's Exxon, which I think is ridiculously low, but that's good. But in the meantime, you have the Chicken Little syndrome. The sky's falling. So you're going to have some of that, and you're going to hear that. But be prepared for two things. One, a lot of our friends in the oil field didn't buy houses. They rented. So if anything happens, the rent market's probably going to be hurt for a little while. The housing market, I don't see it being affected hardly any. Mm-hmm. And in fact, even the rental market, if it is hurt for a little while, my prediction, again, I picked the Cowboys too, so we'll see how that goes. I see it coming back by the midsummer, and we'll see what happens. But we know this, just like everything. We know oil prices are going to go up, and they're going to come down. When they got up to, $140 a barrel, you know, I know there's some Russia influence and all that. Was that inflated? I'm going to say yes. And we knew it was going to stay up there. So anyway, that's my 25 cents and my opinion on that. But I won't be too far off on the housing and the rental market. I promise you that, just from watching it for the last 30 years.
You're better predicting real estate than you are football games.
That is for sure 100% right. I'm still hoping I'm good at the football games, though. Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening in. You have a great, great week, and we'll catch you next week.